Oh, yeah. A mic check,
what
1-2-1-2.
What it is.
That's my boy. You might recognize his voice, a 1-2-1-2.
Hello, hello, superhero.
That's right, the superhero Bailey Fink in the house. And this is your boy.
Showing up for my premiere.
Yeah, back for the kill.
That's right.
That's how we do it. And this is Malcolm, a.k.a. Welcome to American Riddle. Why am I hunched over looking around like someone's watching me?
We're being watched right now.
Yeah, guys, so we're broadcasting outside Ashburn, VA, Loudoun County, at the Alamo Draft House. That's what we're doing. What's up, Bailey?
What's
Pay
up,
attention. Stay on task.
I've never been here. It's crazy just looking around. It's a cool place for guys like us.
And it's surprisingly pretty empty.
You know what? My dad drove by here earlier, and he was like, yeah. Oh, it's so packed. And I was like, oh, man.
Well, it doesn't feel like as late as it is tonight.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
I was telling
You're
Jay.
Right. It feels like it's 7 o'clock.
My son and I were driving up, and I was telling him, I was like, well, it doesn't feel like it's like 9 o'clock. It feels like it's 6.
Yeah.
The whole time change thing always throws me off.
Same here.
For the crops. Huh?
Yeah, I'm glad. For the crops.
For the crops.
That's right. For the crops. You got
Jesus.
Do it for the crops.
I mean, who's cropping these days?
Somebody.
What's the cash crop?
It's, I don't know. That's a good question.
Marijuana.
I think so.
Huh?
I think so.
Huh?
It makes the most money. That's for sure.
I catch you off guard, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Bailey Fink in the house.
I roll with it as best I can.
My man. You know what I mean? Come hanging out, chomping on some gum, coming to the podcast.
I know.
It's like, God, you got to spit that out.
Such a rookie move.
You know?
Who do I chomping. Think I am?
You didn't have none for me. Knowing I'm still hoarse. You know, but the girl said I sound sexy, you know, it's kind of like,
there you
go. But I better not do that to you because you might, you know, I might turn you on.
Well, you know? Consider it done, sir. Yeah, I don't have that kind of voice. I sound like a child.
No.
I do.
You sound fine.
Yeah.
Man.
Malcolm's got his little brother on the podcast with him today.
No, man. You got it. You got it going on. You got the facial hair on. You know what I mean? You got the same color beard as Indiana Jones.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Back in, what, 82? When
right.
did Indiana Jones come out?
Oh, I don't even
Jesus,
know.
Jesus, which one?
When's Raiders?
Man, I can't even remember off the top of my head. I always go blank when I'm podcasting. Like,
I
any
know,
other
me
time
too. Me
you
too.
Hit me up, I was telling the people, because sometimes I get these wild emails from people, oh, your facts, you're messing up on this, and da-da-da. I'm like, look, man, when you're just riffing, you
yeah.
know, there's no time to
no.
really, you know, I can't check the
yeah.
internet.
You want us to take long pauses so we can make sure our information's mm-hmm. correct?
But you catch me in the streets or something, I just fire random knowledge at you all day
Same
and
Same here.
It's like Jeopardy.
I'm at work. People say something. I'm like, no, that's not
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
But here I'm just like, I got no
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, it just blanks out. And I'm just like,
that's
what's
it.
That actor's
you
name?
See me.
Who is Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. I'm already looking around like, God, I'm forgetting shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, just hanging out. My man Justin, we had the week together. He was in camp, my son, and, you know, we run around basketball camp.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm working 2 jobs, so I'm missing everything. 3 jobs, actually. But, you know, it's just a grind till I get where I have to
it
get.
It is a grind.
You know, Jesus. But outside of that, we're geared up out at the Alamo Draft House getting ready to see the Man of Steel.
And this is, and I've said it on many podcasts, that this is my most anticipated movie of this summer.
It's hard to believe that it's here.
It's so hard to believe it's here.
Because, I mean, we've been talking about it for quite some time.
We really have. Even before trailer came out. I mean, we were talking about it.
And it seems so far away.
It does.
Time doesn't stop for
it does.
No man.
No,
or
it does
person.
Not. It does not. And especially for movies, it seems like it takes so much longer. But, man, it's here.
Yeah.
We're out front. Lights
yeah.
are on.
Seeing it in Alamo 3D, state-of-the-art. Get yourself some din-din and a brewski, you know?
Oh, I'm getting
get
a brewski.
Get some bonbons and wash it down with a brewski.
That's right.
Maybe I'll do some scotch.
What's a bonbon?
I think it's like a little...
Because I really don't know.
I mean, it's like a... Peg Bundy used to eat them, huh?
Yeah, Peg Bundy did.
God,
she used to bonbon all the time.
I wanted to do her back in the day, man. She used to wear yoga pants before yoga pants were in style.
That's true. Man. They were like painted on.
Yeah. She used to walk around in heels.
Thick heels.
Women don't do that shit.
No.
Do they? Not in the house.
No.
You know what I mean? None that I knew.
No,
well,
I guess.
I used to date a Puerto Rican chick, and she used to do that shit.
Really? I guess
yeah.
that's a funny thing to think about, that the way she dressed like that in the house.
Puerto Ricans dress like that.
Do they?
Yeah.
This is news to me.
This is news.
This
breaking
is
news.
Breaking news.
No, it's true. I dated a Puerto Rican chick back in the day.
Uh-oh.
You know, young Malcolm Riddle. She used to wear hot.
You're still young.
Are they hot pants or are they just called yoga pants?
I guess they're yoga. Does it have to be some kind of crazy ass color to make them hot?
I don't know.
I don't
Like a hot pink.
Hot pink, yeah. Huh? Hot orange.
Yeah.
Give me like bonbons.
I like the tightness. No, I do.
She had it going on. That's
no, I'm telling you, that Puerto Rican chick, she would wear stuff like that in like 4-inch pumps.
Jeez.
Just all day and day. So she would wear stuff like that around the house.
That's like an art.
Yeah, remind me of Peg Bundy.
Peg Bundy, man.
Yeah, she was built like a brick house. And they had the young, what's the chick's name that used to work?
Applegate.
Yeah, Christina Applegate.
Yep. Yeah, she's taking off.
She's had a consistent career.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Peg Bundy and Applegate have to do with Man of Steel, but
no, but
they're good to talk about, and it's good for me to vision their hot pants or yoga pants.
Yeah, it gets it flowing. See, we're talking.
They're built.
This needed to happen.
It had to. I almost coughed into the mic. I was fighting it. I was fighting it, man.
I do it. I got to think to myself.
I don't have my mixer, so I can't turn the mute on out here, with the field recorder in the field. Doing what we do.
We are in the field right now. I've never podcasted in the field.
Never.
I've
grown to like it.
I like it out here.
I was kind of paranoid about doing it when Brandon and I started doing it because I was like, well, it's going to pick up all the sounds. But the type of mics we use,
no, it's
just picking up what's in front.
Yeah.
It's a little bit in the background, but it's not. I don't think the podcast that I've done is not distracting.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
I think people are going to roll up and
see
the mics.
I'm seeing people roll up right now in my peripherals.
They're going to see the mics and they're going to think you're Matt Damon or something coming here to promote a movie.
Well, they're right.
You know?
He's just trying to park in a spot. There's no spot.
But back to Man of Steel. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, and it's something that I'm looking forward to. All I expect out of it, and I've said this once or twice on the microphone, is a big thrill ride.
Yeah,
lots,
definitely.
Loads of action. I've looked at headlines of some reviews. I haven't read in depth.
I haven't
depth.
Read any either.
No, just looked at headlines, and they're mixed across the board.
They are. And it seems to be even. And I don't know. I did hear for some people, though. I said, give me one word on what it was. Everybody says epic.
Well, I mean, but also you have to be careful because they throw that word epic around.
Yeah, it's overused.
I mean? It could be Tim Burton's last film or something like that. Everyone's epic. Everything's epic by today's standards.
Yeah, the word's really diminished.
You throw CGI and you throw every other minute there's action going on and it's a mile a minute like Space Mountain. That's epic these days. And one of the things that bothers me about the word epic is that somewhere along the line with all this this Hollywood explosive glamour that's going on the silver screen is we're missing story.
Michael Bay syndrome?
Yeah, but there's a time and place for that. You know what I mean? I'm a fan. I watch Michael Bay.
I watch Michael Bay.
And, you know, it's not those aren't bad pictures, but I think that there comes a
but
time
when... But it's very stylistic. It's...
You know, it goes back to what I was saying before about, you know, the 78 Donner film. With Christopher Reeve. I mean, rest in peace. If I had some liquor, I'd pour a little out for my homie that ain't here.
Yep.
That's how we do it here at American Riddle. But think about it, though. It's those were built because there were no computers running things. A lot of wires, and you had to rely on charismatic.
You had to be
chemistry.
Creative. You had to get creative.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was part of the charm, I think, is that creativity that had to be put into things that you didn't have the budget for. You didn't have the technology for.
And things are so advanced now where the money's flowing and the technology and you've got everything at your beck and call. And sometimes we lose sight of, you know, what's most important. And what's most important is the human element.
Element. I couldn't agree more.
And what I mean by the human element is the...
Oma just walked by.
Yeah, she's got some long legs. And I would eat her from behind. what I mean... What I mean by the human element is... Sorry, folks. very long...
We're outside. We got more to look at.
Very long-legged brunette just walked by and stole my attention for a second.
Yeah.
So please pardon me. I am a man. But what I mean by, and sometimes a pig, but...
Whipped out the man card.
That's neither here nor there. Now, back what I was saying. The human element is very important because human element has emotion. You have anger. You have greed.
Passion.
You have, yes.
Yes.
You have passion. You
yes.
Have, you have laughter.
Yep.
You know?
You
comedy,
have drama. You have drama.
Comedy is very important.
Yeah. You have sadness.
So when I think of those elements, immediately... I think of probably one of the best representations of a comic book or superhero film. I think of the one and only, the great Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
The way he portrayed Tony Stark. And what he did was he combined all those elements to create a very successful trilogy. It's a trilogy, right, now?
It is now, yeah. Yeah, officially.
So
yeah.
A very successful trilogy, I think, definitely tying in everything. I think that's important. I think the setup of Batman Begins and leading to The Dark Knight, they did a good job. Of course, it was more gritty. Definitely
very
more dark.
Very gritty, very dark, yeah.
But there were some subtle elements of kind of a comedic element when he was Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
They lost that on the third one.
On the third one, yeah.
Which I think that if they would have focused more on that, you would have had a movie that I think would have played better, at least through my eyes.
Well, playing to that point, Iron Man did that.
Mm-hmm.
It took that aspect
and
it elaborated on a third one instead of getting as dark as you can go. I mean, it got a little dark.
Yeah.
And there's a place for it, but it played upon that element. It was so entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I don't know.
Fabulous job on the last one, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And it received mixed reviews from fans and
it did.
And fanboys.
Yeah, you can't
and
please
girls
everybody.
You can't. And even with this one being a retelling of the age-old story of Superman, I've only read where it's dark and it has some dark elements, and you're not going to please everyone.
No.
Just like Batman Begins, might not have been the most exciting, but it set
point.
The tone
it
for the next one.
It did. And it wasn't that action-packed, if you really think about it. It was heavily character-driven, which is what it should have been. And
yeah.
I mean,
they had
it
a plan.
It well. They had a plan.
They had
yeah.
a plan for the first two. I think they kind of winging it. They for the third one. I think there were some things they couldn't control or predict.
Yeah.
And so they had to, you know, go with the hand they were dealt.
That's the good way to put it. I mean, they had plans for the Joker in the third one, and maybe...
Did they?
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe it would have turned out the way that we're kind of talking about
and
right now.
And the Joker was played by none other than...
Heath, the man, the legend, Ledger.
That's right. And may he rest in peace, and if I had some liquor, I'd pour it out.
We just got to bring liquor next time.
Because, again, that's how we do it here. That's right. I'm going to have to start smuggling a flask. If anyone's out there listening, maybe someone can find me a flask and get it etched with American. That would be cool.
That would be really
American
cool.
American Riddle logo on there.
That would be really cool.
Huh. If only we had a large listener base that they could do something
right?
like that.
Right?
I don't think my 50 or so listeners, I think it's growing, but, you know, we're getting there one listener at a time.
That's right.
So
that's the plan.
So I'm thinking, you know, if I have any predictions of the film, I predict, because there's nothing I like better than seeing the suit, the cape, all that stuff. So I'm already going into it happy.
I know. And I remember we were talking about it, and we were trying to kind of just predict how we thought it was going to be. And you called it a few weeks ago, your own prediction, but I kind of forgot what you were going into.
Well, my prediction was that just what I said. It's going to be a thrill ride, a mile a minute in speed. But my prediction, I guess, or anything that it scares me is the fact that they are introducing a major character this soon. Therefore, it could turn out to be like Star Trek. Star Trek Into Darkness wasn't a horrible movie. It was
no,
it was great.
It was.
Everyone threw around that epic word, you know. Like
I was going to bring that up earlier.
They were tossing it around like it was fruit salad. Epic, I don't know if it's epic. I think time will tell, especially for me. If I will consider that an
epic gotta
film.
It's got to earn it. It's got to earn.
But they threw in Khan so fast, I don't think they developed him the way he could have been developed. And this is what I think may happen with the character General Zod.
I was going to say, you're referring to General Zod.
Yeah.
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 So that's what kind of worries me. I think I'll be satisfied.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know.
And I think we will be satisfied, and I think we're really going to like it. I think the way that at least that I've heard the story is going to play out, Zod's kind of an integral part to it, and I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
I just hope it makes as much sense as we need it to.
Do we know what the runtime of this film is?
That's a good question. I think it's over 2 hours. I think it's about 2:20.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much the cutoff for movies these days. That's about as long as you can go without getting some studio backlash.
I did hear there's like an Easter egg in there. Have you heard that?
Yes. Did you hear what it was?
Wayne.
Okay, yeah.
The satellite.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wayne Enterprise. Is it Enterprise?
Wayne Enterprises.
Enterprises.
And so you know what this means is they created a universe where
they exist.
Other characters are there. They exist. Yeah.
But it could be before. It could be Wayne's dad.
And I'm sure it is. And I'm sure it could be something like that.
Or during. I guess it would be during because depending on, you know. But
that's a really good question. I hope it's cleared up a little bit. I mean, it's probably not going to be, but. But at least they exist, and at least it's a universe that's it's being built. I think that could be cool.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying what you know. I'm kind of hard on Hollywood as of late, but I do enjoy
it's
it.
It's a fun ride.
I'm an ultimate fanboy.
Yeah, me too.
Through and throughout, and you know, I've definitely enjoyed the past couple summers of just you know, one theatrical release after the other.
Oh man,
and this one.
And being pretty decent, too.
We've been waiting on this for a long time.
Long time.
Since I've known you, maybe.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
been talking about it.
I'm not even kidding. Years. And
we're just the build-up.
Yeah.
It's like here.
It's kind of not even hippie
yet, I don't think.
Kind of nerdy,
folks. Yeah, we nerd out on this stuff. It's true. I've had women say they hang out with me and they find out and they're just like, wow, you really are a nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Who would ever think? But
yeah, no, I think it's pretty... I think people can tell for me pretty easily. I think I wear it
a lot
easier.
Thing.
Hey,
There's
like
different
it.
Classifications of nerds, though.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's something you just happen to be passionate about a certain type of thing. There's different words for different things.
I was driving up here with my son Justin, and I was telling him, I was like, "Yeah, I was with my dad when I went to go see Superman." And I was just blown away because back then there was like no computers or anything like that. So to me, there was Christopher Reeve was flying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
incredible?
I just absorbed it. Like,
isn't
it, that movie magic. There was no special features. There were no DVDs.
No. No commentary. No, this is
nothing.
How we did this. Just
no, it was
watch
just,
it and be in
yeah.
awe.
And then you'd have to wait years if you were lucky to get it. On HBO or VHS or Beta or anything like that.
I had so many tapes when I was growing up. I had the Michael Keaton Batman, and I watched the shit out of that thing. I mean, I had to replace the labels on it, like,
which is still a wonderful watch.
I watch it anytime.
And you know what? I am glad you brought Michael Keaton up. I would welcome him to come back as a older. More mature Batman.
Like the next generation type thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like where he's training a Robin or
totally,
something.
Totally.
You know, just picks up. No retelling of the story. He just picks up. This is the age. This is the day. And go with the story.
I love it.
You know?
I think it's.
We all know Batman. We all know Robin. We all know the backstory. It just picks up. Batman's older. He's mature. He's thinking about passing on the torch. There's a serial killer in town. He's killing. He's leaving riddles.
Oh, I love it.
And and turns out it's the
American
Riddler.
Riddles.
Oh, no, man, you know, it's something something I'd like to see. I'd like to see something where it just drops right in. And this is the character. We already know it. Introduction.
Yep.
Game on.
No reimagining.
No,
no,
no.
Retell.
This
no
is
flashbacks.
It. It's
this
just,
is what you get.
It's just like a. It would be just like a. An episode, you know?
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
where it picks up.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
all know Batman.
It's
we
a chapter.
All know his game. We
it's
all
a chapter.
Know he's Bruce Wayne.
Yep.
You know, it yeah. picks up right
there. You don't
need
to retell it again.
No, it's an older one. Then you could go back and do a younger one, and you could do a bunch of other things. And I think that we're advanced enough now where we're accepting where not one person owns the right to that cowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There
many
can
people
be, there
can.
Be different re- there can be different stories. There can
I
be
think,
different.
And there can be different actors that
actors,
portray it.
Sure,
yeah.
sure. Like James Bond.
But it's got to be done right.
It does
too.
Have to be done
it has
right.
to be. You have to take it seriously.
And kind of, you know, piggybacking off of that, Superman Returns. What do you think it did well? What do you think it did not so well? Because it wasn't received that well.
I liked.
And what do you think they took a look at it this time and said, okay.
I liked Superman Returns. I love the opening. I love the fact that they used
like
John
throwback.
Williams.
You like the throwback.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love the opening credits. I just real that sold me right then and there. So I gave a pass to a lot of stuff that normally I wouldn't. Like I wouldn't
they
give a pass.
They had you from the beginning with that one.
Yeah, but I had problems straight up with the cast. You know, I had problems with the whole cast was really generic.
What'd you think about the Lois Lane?
And too young. Too young.
I didn't dig on
skinny.
The Lois Lane, yeah.
The chemistry wasn't there.
No.
You put the right woman in there, you bring out that Clark Kent and Brandon Routh.
I agree.
You bring that out. The guy, for what he looked great. He looked fabulous. Yeah, he took some heat because they say he looked too much. He was doing too much of an imitation of Christopher Reeve. And, you know, it is what it is. But that's, I think, what Bryan Singer set out to do.
Yeah.
He set out to
continue.
And to pay respect.
Sure.
For the Richard Donner films.
Sure.
To give a nod to Chris Reeve.
And I think had that one not happened and been the way it is, maybe this movie we'd be seeing now would be more of a homage to the original. But
homage, that's the word. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they said, you know what, we got to start over.
Was that movie considered a failure?
Superman Returns?
Yeah. Was it bust?
You know, critic-wise, I think it was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it did. I don't think it did that well. I wouldn't call it a complete failure, but I don't think it was very well received.
I was always trying to figure out how he hooked up with Lois Lane and had his, you know, seed with her.
Well, isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Power dick.
Huh? She's still alive after
that
one.
Yeah, she's all narrow and stuff. You
yeah,
know what
she
mean?
Can't take that. She's brittle.
She'd be whooped like a motherfucker. Because if you have That'd Superman dick, imagine what that would be like. I mean, I can't really imagine what it'd be like. I don't know.
She probably had a little bit of kryptonite around there. Just be like, ease up,
could
dude.
Could you imagine?
Ease up.
Not imagine having sex with Superman, but could you imagine Superman?
Either way.
I don't know. That might make an interesting porno.
Oh, I think so. It's out there. I'm sure it's out there.
Does he take the cape off, or does he leave the cape on?
Takes the cape off, but the booties stay on.
The boots.
The boots.
I was thinking that, too. I just thought that.
On.
It's funny you hit that. We're on the same. I was like, I'd leave the boots on.
Yeah, if he had socks, he'd have them on. He has boots. He's got to wear them.
But this new Superman, he doesn't have the underwear.
He does not.
No.
They just got rid of it. Just one solid piece of blue.
Yeah. Like a space suit.
Like a space suit. Like yeah.
Like a layer.
It's more of like a, they said they were trying to go more of like a, like an alien material. You know what I mean? Which just kind of ties into the
looks
whole thing.
Cool.
Yeah, it looks cool. I like it.
Looks like a knight's outfit. Like the knights of old.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I thought that from what I've seen of the costumes from his home planet, it looks kind of medieval.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an advanced society, but it looks kind of medieval. It's kind of cool. It's very dark,
agree.
Very black, very cold. It's interesting.
Yeah, and I think the whole shebang is wearing them. I mean, Jor-El?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, I was kind of referring to his, and it looked badass.
Yeah, I don't even know what to expect. I'm stoked.
I heard Russell Crowe was one of the best parts of the movie.
Hope he doesn't sing. Motherfucker better not sing.
If he does,
I'm
make
throwing
it
something
a,
at the screen.
Make it an after credit thing.
They're going to escort me out of this place. That's what's up.
Don't let him sing.
So, yeah, you know, back... Going back to what you were saying about what was it, Superman?
Superman Returns.
Superman Returns.
Yeah, it's a continuation.
I didn't like the cast. I thought it was cast too young, excluding Brandon Routh. I thought Lois Lane. I thought everybody was rather generic. Didn't bring enough meat. Not enough to the table. And I did not like the introduction to a child. Whenever you do that, it messes things up.
Because
let's say if you did want to make a second film, the child's going to grow like 7 or 8 inches and have an Adam's apple.
Yeah.
Or be doped up or drugged out. Or
And how can you make me care about that story? Like, what can you do in addition to what the Superman I want to see? Like, am I going to care about that
Kids
story?
Kids start out cute and it looks cute on film. But, you know, if you're just doing one, that's fine. But it's hard to do E.T., you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It's hard to do E.T. You can't do E.T. 2.
No, you can't.
You know?
No.
You can't do a trilogy on E.T.
The Return.
You can't.
He didn't come back.
Nah.
No.
Spielberg's smart like that. Yeah.
He is.
We bounced around just then, folks, so you got to follow us. I think the nerds know what we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. They're with us.
When it comes to children and you know, integrating them into stories, especially our beloved, you know, fairy tales and superheroes and stuff like that, you have to be careful, I think.
Iconic. These iconic people. And you know what I think about Superman Returns is, not to harp on it too much, but it was kind of silly.
Yeah.
It was kind of silly. It was kind of the Batman Forever. It was kind of the Batman and Robin.
There are parts of it that I liked.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I liked him. I liked that he was torn.
Yeah.
He was torn between his thoughts and his what he's there to do. And he'd fly up and he could hear all the souls crying for him.
That was
I liked
really
that.
Cool.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite moments.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
I forgot
about that part. I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah, I like the beginning, the plane, or the plane going down.
I love the plane going down.
And he grabs Lois, one of my best favorite moments between them, And he's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And she's
that was the first time she didn't know he was back. That was the first time that he had seen her,
I think. Like a bug. And and they see each other, and there's a little moment. And if there was a moment they had chemistry, it was that scene.
It was very quick.
I love the scene when Kevin Spacey Lex Luthor takes the shiv, the kryptonite shiv, and stabs it into him.
And then
kicks the hell out of him all over the place.
That was dramatic.
I did not like the kryptonite island, though.
No.
I thought that was kind of cheesy. I don't get, all the lifting. And
didn't he lift that entire island?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that his thing? He can't.
Too much stuff to lift. Planes and islands. And, even when Christopher Reeve lifted the San Andreas Fault, you know what I mean? He didn't take his time. He did it at a super fast speed.
Yep.
Did what he had to do.
Yeah.
Found Lois Lane, played by Margot Kidder. Buried. She died. He went ape nuts.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And flew around the world in record speed to make it go backwards and going back in time.
I mean,
like Marty McFly.
That's just, yeah. And
that's how I'm saying it.
That is just good storytelling. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes you care so much.
Oh, man. When Christopher Reeve found Lois Lane buried and he couldn't revive her, and it was so emotional because he had her in his hands and he knew at that moment he couldn't bring her back.
Yep.
And he knew all was lost.
Yep.
And then what happens?
Feel it.
And then what? Yeah. You know the best way to capture emotion sometimes?
Mm.
Silence.
Oh.
And it went silent and he screamed.
I believe it.
And then all of a sudden the scream kicks in and you can hear it around the world. And then he goes up into the air.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Special effects were cheesy, but that human
elements
of pain people could relate to.
This is a guy who can stop bullets.
Yep.
This is a guy who can lift anything.
But he couldn't bring her back.
And he couldn't bring her back.
And he knew it.
And he
felt that pain.
And he's screaming and feeling pain like
any of us. And what's more important, everyone in the theater, whether you were in the movie theater at that time or you watched it on video, everyone can relate to the feeling of loss.
Whether you're a superhero fan or not.
Yeah, and this is why it transcends.
Yeah.
This is why Christopher Reeve is so highly regarded.
Yeah.
And that was done in 78.
I know. Jeez, God, I can't believe that was 78.
78. So that's an element that I feel is missing. Backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
And back to Star Trek, there was moments of that.
I was going to bring that up, actually.
With Khan.
I was going to bring that up.
When Khan turned his back and his eyes welled up,
mm-hmm.
and you could feel it.
Yep.
You could feel his loss and his pain.
Yep.
And I wanted them to stay on that and show us why and show us more, but they didn't.
And that's a
good
point.
And that was a missed opportunity.
That's a good point that you brought up, and it kind of took me a little while to think about it.
Mm.
That was a huge missed opportunity.
Yeah.
It was a huge missed opportunity. You could have
You cash it in. You're playing... You know, it's a gamble, and you're like, well, what's more important here?
Yeah.
If you slow it down, you're going to lose some people because we're programmed. We're
accustomed to it now.
Yeah, we've been groomed to have everything right now. More, 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 more.
We want more. We want more.
And more isn't always good.
Nope.
You know?
I mean, that's the trend now. More's not always good.
Yeah.
We got to think about it. You got to have the right balance.
Yeah.
And hopefully the human element will come out in this movie. I mean, that's what I'm hoping.
It'll be fun. I think it's going to be a great adventure. What's my son doing over there?
Yeah,
it looks like he's in deep concentration because his phone. Oh, he's got his phone.
Yeah, he came over and got it.
Let me see if I can call him.
Jameer.
Calling Justin Riddle over here, and we want to get his input. See what he thinks it's going
to
be.
I am curious to see what he thinks because I mean, has he seen the older films? Has he seen
the older Supermans?
Yeah, I figured he would have.
I forced him.
Yeah, I was going to say
almost like every age. Like from 5, 6, 7, 8, we probably watched
That's
it.
Great.
I can't remember the last time we watched it. I wish we would have watched it before coming here, maybe a week or two.
I should have
done that. Jay Bear. So Justin Riddle is here. Justin, so what do you think about the new Superman? Come over here into the microphone.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, do you remember watching the old ones?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Think this one's going to be better?
Of course.
Why?
Because now they have better technology, and it doesn't look fake.
That brings us back to our point.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun time, huh?
What do you think, Justin? Superman or Batman? Which one's your favorite? If you had to choose. It's tough, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tough one, huh?
It is a tough one.
It's like choosing between your children. Look at that. There's a mob of people getting out. They're all happy. You know what I mean?
That's what I like to see.
Their bellies are full with Royale with cheeses and nachos, and beer, and unlimited popcorn.
No paper cup of beer. I'm talking a glass of beer.
A glass of beer. That's right.
No paper cup.
That's right. That's what's up. So, yeah, it's tough. Me, I've always been a Batman.
Me too.
I've always been.
Me too.
Know.
Until recently. This has really made me.
Superman?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm still probably more of a Batman fan because, you know, that human element's very much there. But I mean
push come to serve, I'd rather be a Wonder Woman. God.
Right?
Damn, man. The whole island of. Were they Amazon?
Amazons.
Amazons.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Don't get that anymore.
You ever been with a big woman? Tall?
They're all big to me. I'm so short.
Good one. Yeah.
I'm so short, it doesn't matter.
That's what's up. Man, oh, man. Let me tell you a whole... I just realized my son is sitting next to
Now Justin
me.
Takes a seat.
Yeah. The Amazon, but oh, my God. There was a series of television series back in the day, Wonder Woman, with Linda Carter. Oh, I had a deep, passionate crush on her, let me tell you. Yes, sir. Oh, she lives in the area. I think we might have talked about her on a podcast before.
She lives in this area?
I think her husband is a politician of some sorts. But, yeah, she's always resided here in this area.
I did not
beautiful,
know that.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. She's aged well, too.
She has.
It was back in the day when I was a kid, her growing up, it was her and Jacqueline Smith. From the Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels, absolutely.
God.
Man.
I tell you, some things went on in my room. I can't say in front of Justin right here, but yeah. A
lot of homework. A lot of homework.
Look at my guy. A lot of tissue.
It was emotional how much he liked him. That's why he was crying.
Oh, yeah. Jacqueline Smith? Man, I don't know. Are you familiar with her?
Oh, yeah.
I think she does like JCPenney's or Kmart
commercials,
or something now.
Something like that.
She's aged pretty well, too. I don't think she's got any plastic surgery or anything. Who knows, though? But, gosh, I don't know. I had a thing for brunettes growing up. Yeah.
It's there. I mean, talk about not only extremely attractive women,
I still do.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah. It never goes away.
Amazon, just get dropped out there. They all have magic ropes. She flew around in a
invisible jet.
Yeah, how's that work?
How do you know where it's parked?
How do you do anything?
I don't know.
Huh? What if she has the itch?
What does she do?
I have no idea, man. It'd be an interesting concept. I know they've bounced around some ideas about making a Wonder Woman movie.
Well, I was going to talk about
Aquaman.
Talk about, actually... The next two things that Warner Bros. Say they're going to do in addition to Superman is Aquaman and Wonder Woman. But talk about a hard series to come in. I mean, they tried to do another series of Wonder Woman.
Those are tough characters because they're not as beloved as like Marvel Spider-Man.
They don't have the fan base.
The X-Men. You know,
they don't have the fan
base.
They've
always seemed a little weak to me. You know what I mean? Like what can Aquaman do? I mean, Marvel has Submariner.
Yeah.
But Submariner looks like a badass.
He does.
He looks like Spock.
He doesn't look like a dude. He looks like Spock.
I always thought he was Spock.
Underwater. Spock's cousin.
He had sharper
He did.
Eyebrows. They were a little bit more sharp.
Yeah.
It came down really sharp. It always weirded me out because my brother growing up, we always had a battle. Like he was into the Marvel universe when I was growing up, and I was into DC. I was big into Batman and Robin and Superman. Green Lantern, just a super friends.
Yeah.
And he was always into Spider-Man and stuff like that.
Isn't it funny how I think that the Superman, Batman, Justice League universe has stronger characters, but they haven't done as well box office-wise as Marvel has.
Marvel's got it together.
They have a formula. And
even with the cheesy stuff like Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I guess that's the only really... they did Daredevil, but they introduced
Daredevil
them.
Was kind of cheesy. Yeah. The solo Wolverine movie is kind of cheesy, but I don't think they intended it to be that.
What about the new one coming out?
Oh, I think that looks great.
Yeah.
Talk about human element. I think that's all about it. Yeah.
But trying to introduce Aquaman into the equation, I don't know, man. I don't know how that would work out.
It'd be tough to film something underwater.
How would that? Justin's looking at my every movement while I'm podcasting on the microphone. You know what I mean? I hold it, and then I drop
it
when it's done.
That's
baby
right.
boy.
Drop it and walk. Huh? Drop it and walk. He knows.
Yeah, I don't know how they would introduce. I just I don't know. I think that they should just stick to the core and see what happens. I know everyone's pushing for Justice League, Justice League, Justice League, but you need to be careful because that could flop.
It could flop. Don't do it too quick. Don't take Superman's success as that a Justice League movie is going to work.
Well, don't take the success because, what was it, Marvel's, what are they called? The Avengers.
The Avengers.
Because the Avengers, that's another example of how you forget.
Yeah.
And you should know this
man,
stuff.
I, and I didn't know. I was like, yeah, they had a...
the Avengers...
it's like one of my favorites.
The Avengers worked, and it worked well, and it was fun and exciting.
And it was done well.
But that doesn't mean all of them's going to work.
No, that doesn't mean a huge ensemble of anything is going to work.
But, I mean, you do check. X-Men worked. X-Men worked, and the Avengers worked, and even on some level, Fantastic Four worked. I'm not a fan of Fantastic Four.
I didn't hate
movies. I thought they were cheap. No, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But it could have been better.
Yeah.
And I think they're actually going to revamp those.
They
bring
are.
Those back in.
The guy that did Chronicle.
Yeah.
He's going to.
Oh, really?
Gonna, yeah, he's going to take it out.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Chronicle was beast.
Chronicle was awesome. Huh? Surprise hit, man. Sleeper hit.
What'd you think of Chronicle, Justin?
Yeah.
That was a good one, huh? Yeah, a man of many words.
It was a surprising, I mean, how good it was, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you went into it thinking it was going to be cool, but they got something right with that one.
Yeah, and you can expand that universe, too.
Oh, sure.
You can have a follow-up on that.
And they talked about it, but you got to do it right.
Produced by Max Landis.
That's right.
I don't know if he had anything to do with the writing of it, but it was production, one of his... his babies. He wasn't the director. For a while, I thought he was a director, but he was a producer. And Max Landis, for those of you listening, he is the son, offspring of the great John Landis.
Oh, he wrote it. Max Landis wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the son of John Landis, who we've talked about on the podcast. Yeah, John Landis did stuff like Animal House, Trading Places, Blues Brothers, American Werewolf in London. We could get on that
Twilight
subject
Zone.
Again. So his son, obviously, is quite the talent as well, and we're going to look forward to all of his future endeavors. Yes,
yeah.
Future endeavors. Yeah. Look at that. So with that, Bailey, I think we can maybe take a break.
Yeah.
And get ready.
Hang out with Jay here.
Pack up and, going to see Superman. The Man of Steel. I got to correct myself.
I got to correct myself, too. It's Superman. We can call it
that. The Man of Steel. So, folks, here's the deal. This is a rundown. We're going to go in, check out the film, spend a couple hours up in that camp. Have some booze, maybe get the nachos, the quesadillas, and come back and give you a report of what we think about the film. Give you a rundown.
I'm as excited to see the movie as I am to give the report of the movie. I hope it lives up.
That's right. So I'm sitting here with the Jam Master Jay, a.k.a. Justin Riddle, the superhero Bailey Fink in the house. That's what's up. And you guys know me. Yes, yes, y'all. Malcolm, a.k.a. This is American Riddle. We'll be back right after these words.
And now the excited Southerner gets to meet his favorite film actor, Mel Gibson.
Mr. Gibson, I'm sorry to bother you, sir, but this gentleman is a big fan and he just wanted to say hello.
I can't believe that I'm in the laser disc. Mr. Gibson, I'm such a Braveheart was a wonderful. I got your autograph with 8x10 gloss. Ooh, your face was burnt, though. Ooh, Tina Turner singing a song to the. Mother, who loves you, too. But, ooh, got the bird on the wire. Not such a good picture. But you made up for it with a Mad Max. Ooh, got the. Mail with baby. Ooh, got so much going with the koala bears. I'm a big fan, Golden Globe Award. If maybe the people.
All right, that's enough. I'm sorry, Mel. Let me get this moron out of here.
Hey, you.
And we're back.
Back in action.
So here's the deal, guys. If you haven't seen it, spoiler alerts are starting now.
Yes, we must get into it heavily.
So if you don't want to know what's going on or have the film ruined in any way, shape, or form, just go somewhere.
Go somewhere. You've been warned.
So here's the deal. We just got back, finished with The Man of Steel, directed by Zack Snyder.
Written by David Goyer and Christopher Nolan.
And starring?
Henry Cavill.
Ah. And who played Lois Lane? What's her name?
Amy Adams.
Ah, you're functioning, huh?
And Michael Shannon.
But you're always sharp at night.
I am sharp at night. Yeah.
You're a night owl.
I am a night owl. Yeah. It starts terrible during the day and then just gets better throughout.
Mm.
Yeah, this is my time.
So, Bailey.
Yes, sir.
What did you think of the film?
I thought it was incredibly, incredibly entertaining.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it.
Did you really?
Yeah. I did. And you know what? It was a lot different than I had thought it was going to be.
I agree.
And I think for the majority, that's a good thing. Because it completely just threw me the entire time. Didn't know what to expect, so. What did you think?
I gave it about 1.5 stars. I did not like this film.
You're kidding.
At all.
You're kidding.
I pretty much, it was torture.
You're kidding.
No, I'm dead serious. I did not enjoy this film at all. I can't even think of, I can think of a couple things I like. I like the suit. I love Jor-El, played by Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Fantastic performance and casting on that end.
Yes.
I think the film sucked with a capital. I can't think of one thing I liked. I mean, it was horrible. It was for me, it was a train wreck, and everything that I predicted.
There really was a train wreck in there too. So,
but everything that I predicted came true. They did exactly what I thought they were. I'm almost pissed because everything that they did, everything I said was going to happen, they're going to make it big. They're going to make it explosive. They were going to jump too fast and introduce Zod too fast when they should have waited till the end of the movie and introduce Zod. And
like they did with the Joker in Batman Begins.
That's right, man. For me, personally, I just didn't like it. I mean, I can't even wrap my head around it. I can see why people do like it. I definitely can see why people don't like it. I can see the mixed reviews. Excuse me.
I can see the mixed reviews for sure. And I will say,
don't let me deter you.
No, because
of your enthusiasm and excitement for the film. But
I said it was incredibly exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Did it live up to what I thought it would be? No. It didn't,
and I don't think that he embodied Superman at all. I thought him and Amy Adams, Henry Cavill, is that how you pronounce
Cavill,
it?
Yeah.
I thought they had no chemistry.
Yeah,
there was very little. I can't sit on hard surfaces. I talked about that in the last podcast. Wood, freaking
just doesn't do it.
Concrete, yeah, I can't sit on shit like
no,
that.
No, yeah, it's. I don't know. It didn't. I thought it was incredibly entertaining. I thought it was exciting.
When it started building up, yeah, the excitement was there. But that's the thing, man. These directors and producers have some sort of either manuscript or some sort of model that they go by, blueprint.
I was thinking that the same way. They just changed the content, but the formula is the same.
And then the direction, man, did they rip off Battlestar Galactica. I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show, television series.
No, I haven't.
But the quick cuts and the way it would zoom in really fast and then zoom out, that's Battlestar Galactica all over.
I tell you what, though, the fight scenes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We're on next level.
I thought, overall, we get it. He can break the sound barrier. How many times you got
to show it?
Wow, really?
Yeah. No, I agree.
I did like when they switched it and he'd glide in or stuff like that and he had control.
Yeah.
But I mean, it went from he's a child and then he went to an adult and he tried to flash back. I see what they were trying to do. It just didn't work.
They were trying to tell it in a different way.
And again, there was no emotional connection.
Yeah.
What emotional connection they had
with
the mother and son, the father, they chopped it off.
Believe me,
I'm sure it was a three and a half hour film, and those parts are in the editing floor. You know, hit the cutting room floor.
Where was Diane Lane? You know what I mean? Like,
she had a really cool scene, the interaction with the child. Yeah,
but that
in
was
the
it.
Beginning. But yeah,
and then she was a crutch.
Minimized. Crow. They used Crow.
Crow.
I think
awesome.
Crow pretty much saved. Russell Crowe saved this film. But overall, I give it about. I do. I have to give it 1.5 stars
out of
four. I mean, I could give it two based on the suit. No hot chicks.
What would you chalk up to? What I'm trying to think. What in your mind?
I can give it. You know, a half a star. I guess maybe a star. some of the flying sequences. I don't think they used Michael Shannon like they should have. I really don't think he wasn't terrifying. Yeah, they blow up buildings. I mean, okay, I get it. You know, this is like colossal damage on the scale of the Avengers tearing up all of New York. But man, I mean, come on. There was no, I couldn't find the chemistry in it. And believe me, I wasn't looking to chop this movie up, but it did everything I thought it would do by jumping right into the action and not really developing the characters. And maybe Superman doesn't need to be retold. They were calling him Clark Kent. We're not supposed to know he's Clark Kent.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, he's an alien, and we want to – how would Superman adapt in the real world and if he's exposed, quote-unquote, as an alien?
Yeah.
But I always thought Superman's supposed to be smarter than that, right?
So right, right,
if
right.
If he's smarter than that, he knows he's adapted. He's – I don't know, man. I just think it really – It missed the mark on so many levels.
Well, let me jump in here for a second. I definitely agree with the points that you're saying. It moved extremely fast in the beginning, and then it slowed down.
Slow in the beginning, then it jumped up, and then it slowed down.
Right, right. But it moved around too much is what I was, you know, what I mean. And I don't think they used Zod in the right way. Having said that, I did like him as Superman, but
a lot of chest hair.
Yeah, there was some chest hair.
A lot of chest hair, protruding,
some brown sugar
coming over the suit.
Brown sugar.
I don't have a problem with that. You know, I just overall, I just have, and even a reboot or retelling or however you want to say it, I'm fine with to a greater or lesser degree.
Sure.
But when you change the dynamic of the story where they know he's Clark Kent.
Actually, that's one thing. That's a really good point. That's one thing that I became so confused about.
Yeah.
She knew who he was right off the bat.
Yeah. That takes away from the mystery. You want them to play the cat and mouse.
Yeah.
The cat and mouse game is part of the story.
And it's part of the human
element.
You
know what I mean?
Part of the human element we were talking about, too, is that kind of passion back and forth, but there's no secret.
No,
you know what I mean.
No, the cat and mouse game, but between them two, that's the story. That's the element. That's what people relate to.
Yeah,
they relate to that. They relate to, you know, the office romance, and then her falling in, you know, loving, you know, some or having an interest in someone else, the superstar or you know the symbol, and Clark Kent. That's I thought, and I'm just basing it off of. If I was to compare 78 to 2013,
yeah.
Meaning Donner and this, I'll tell you the honest truth. I like Superman Returns better than this one.
I'll have to go back and watch Superman Returns.
I like Superman Returns better than this one based on just the overall chemistry.
And the dynamic of it.
Yeah. I mean, this one for me definitely has the CGI. It has Hans Zimmer's phenomenal score.
Oh man, that was one. That's one of the best parts of the whole movie is the score.
But again, these things dominate when a score dominates and does not enhance the film.
Yes,
it's like a compliment. It's like wine is to food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. It's here to compliment and enhance the overall experience.
It's not there to be like, the wine was the best part of the meal.
When the CGI dominates the film. When the score dominates the film, when you just want to see Superman punch someone in the face or throw a tractor trailer at someone, there's no soul. So we are being groomed. We're being farmed. I believe that we are being farmed into believing that these elements are what makes an epic
movie. Yeah.
Film.
Yeah.
This is so far from epic in my eyes. So far. And anyone who believes that, I'm telling you, time will tell and time will not be kind to this film.
Yeah, I agree with you on this one. And that's not to say that I change, you know, what I said that I thought it was incredibly entertaining, because I did think it was really entertaining. But it didn't live up.
I don't know. And maybe it's because we've become so smart as a culture, but when you leave the film, do you believe a man can fly? this is what, and maybe it was the time, maybe 1978 and the 80s was a more simpler time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's true. There was no YouTube. There was no stuff like that.
Easier thrills.
That's true. But if you compare, and I know you, you're a historian of film. I know you're going to go and you're going to download all the movies and you're going to watch them all and you're going to come back.
I got to do my research.
Yeah, I know you will. It's going to eat you up.
It is.
And you're going to start tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I'm already thinking about it.
Yeah, so.
You know me too well.
Yeah, but, and that's fine. But if you just look, there are certain elements in life. I don't care if you go to the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, the history of film. There's certain elements that a movie has that makes it a classic, and that's the soul, the essence, I think. And I think this one lacks that soul and essence. It could have, because I think that the cast and everything, but when you put so much focus on that blockbuster, you're thinking blockbuster, you're thinking big, you're thinking sequels, you're thinking Justice League. I don't know if these guys were thinking that.
They're
definitely thinking they down already, the road and not what's in front of them, and not the human beings that they've cast for this, and not the human beings that hold this character in such high regard. You know, what are you going to do?
They already greenlit the sequel.
Yeah.
And they already hired the same guy to write not only the sequel, but write Justice League, too, David Goyer.
And it is called show business, so I understand
it's
where they're
the
money-making,
yeah.
They got to build the biggest roller coaster, the baddest roller coaster, the fastest roller coaster.
Yeah.
And that's what they did in this.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
And it's the same way they did Star Trek. Star Trek was incredibly entertaining, but it missed the mark. I like Star Trek better than this one.
But, I like Star Trek better than this as well.
But you know, I just didn't feel the chemistry. I did very much enjoy Kevin Costner. I enjoyed the casting and the. They were all minimized.
Yeah.
Every one was minimized, but the little parts that they had, they added soul.
Kevin
Costner added soul.
He was the Russell Crowe added soul.
When he was killed by the tornado,
man.
That was such a powerful scene.
It was.
And the way that Clark Kent screamed.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
and he stood by and watched his father die.
Yep.
That was
to
that
keep
was,
his identity a secret.
Yes. Yeah, but if they play on that, and then if you play on those emotions that people can relate to, like the bullying and stuff like that, you know, and that's a double-edged sword. Because then again, I think I read an article online today about, do we really want a Superman that we can relate to?
Yeah.
You know?
Because he's supposed to be more than that, right?
He's supposed to be,
right.
You know, he's supposed to be perfection.
Right, right. Our idea of it anyway.
But even still, when you go to when you do a movie like that, this, and again, I'm thinking of it as a producer, as a director. Sometimes you have to start small, and if you're going to reintroduce them. Don't reimagine it and add other elements and take things out of it, because that confuses the audience. And I found myself confused.
Myself confused too. I will definitely say that.
Is it fun? Is it fun to watch when it does get going?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a lawnmower, man. You got to pull it 1,000 times, and once it gets started, yeah, it's kind of fun, you know? But goddamn, I got to do all that work? Fuck.
It does require a lot of audience attention. I don't know if that's the word, but there's a lot
on. Everyone in the audience was pretty silent.
And you know what else? This is one big problem that I had with it. And we were talking about this with Iron Man and all the other movies that have been successful. It wasn't even the slightest bit humorous.
Mm-mm.
Or funny. I didn't laugh one time.
I guess because the whole new thing in Hollywood is, let's see how dark we can make it and realistic.
Let's ground it.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell does that mean?
I mean, even when they tried to be funny, it was like silly.
Humor is the element that will put you over the top
every
time.
Oh, I agree. If you can make a movie that incorporates multiple genres like that, I mean... You got the audience. I don't know if they did that.
And you can do it. There's no reason why Lois Lane couldn't have been. She was not sexy in the movie at all.
No,
she was not. I think Amy Adams has a good package.
Yeah.
You know, she's a nice little number.
Do you think she was a better Lois Lane than the one from Returns?
She looked, but she didn't have the...
I thought the one from Returns was too helpless. I thought this one was a little bit stronger. I like that. You know what I mean?
I like the setup of Lois Lane, where she was a reporter, and then, you know, they throw in the ship, and the ship is 20,000 years old, and it's all this confusion. Like, you know, how'd the ship get there? Did Jor-El?
Actually, I was going to ask you that. I
think Jor-El sent it or something.
What were they looking for? Who was under the ice? What were they doing? Like, how did he even know it was there? I don't know.
She was on a mission or something. believe me. Looking at it from a filmmaker's point of view, that stuff was edited out. And there was probably a story there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they filmed it, and they said, you know what? We can tie this together without having this.
So, you're left guessing and wondering. And if you're an average moviegoer, you're going to be confused in the film.
You're going to be very confused.
Yeah, it's definitely not a movie for everyone. But I think that based on the suit and how Henry Cavill, is that how you pronounce his name?
Cavill, I think so.
How he looks in the suit.
We're probably going to get a message the other day on your thing that's like it's pronounced this way.
Cavill.
Cavill-A.
Who knows how. But he looks good. He does look good. But I found him to be very one-dimensional.
A little stiff, maybe?
Yeah, a little stiff. I enjoyed the moments where he was trying to learn to fly.
I like that a lot. That was one of my favorite parts.
Kind of reminiscence of a young William Catt. From The Greatest American Hero.
Yeah.
You know, where he's trying to figure his stuff out. But, you know, they didn't really explore it. Like, Tobey Maguire did a good job of it in Spider-Man, where he's trying to learn his powers. But this one, he fell down a couple times, and then all of a sudden, he's a pro.
Yeah.
And maybe Superman is that smart.
Right, and maybe. But is the audience that smart? You know what I mean?
It just... too much. And too I told much, you that yeah. going into it, there's a chance that it was going to happen, because you can only fit so much in a two-hour window.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, all right, you know, it's so much, man.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree.
I don't know. If I was a betting man and our dearly departed Roger Ebert, and if I had some Scotch whiskey right now, I would drink
that's
it.
Like four, that's like his, the fourth time today.
in his honor. I don't think he would like it at all.
No. I don't think he would either. I think he'd say it was all flash, no substance.
Yeah. Justin. So tell me, what did you think? Did you like the movie?
I thought it was terrible.
Look at that. He didn't like it either.
And that's the movie-going audience right there.
Man. So Bailey liked it, and then we have two of the Riddle Boys that didn't. But, you know.
I liked it, but it didn't live up to what I wanted it to be.
All these people.
I'm not going to hate on
it.
I'm not going to say I hated it, though. In scale, yes. In content, no.
Scale, but I mean, that's just throwing money at it. That's like saying, I don't know.
It's on an epic scale. It's not an epic story by any means.
I don't think it's gonna do well financially. I don't think it's gonna.
And they've already greenlit the sequel.
They will.
They
put it in
$21 million Midnight
Thursday.
Well,
they're putting it in every theater.
Yeah.
So if you put it in every theater and people don't have anywhere to go, you know, they're going to go check it out.
It's going to see Superman.
Yeah, you put it in, you know, 5,000 theaters. I mean, it's going to make money. But, I mean, even the theater we went into, it was, you know, not full. A beautiful place, by the way. Alamo Draft House.
One of the best movie experiences I've had. And I don't mean that from the movie that we saw. I mean that from just how they cater it to the audience.
And I went, I came here during their opening, where they had like a soft opening, and I have to say that they've definitely stepped up their game as far as getting the food out to
service,
you and the
drinks
food, and stuff like that. Yeah, the staff
being quiet and quick.
I think they've got their act together here.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll keep it up.
Yeah, it's a nice experience. So I had a good time here, and you know, overall, I'm always up. You know, it's like I compare James Bond movies. People always ask me, well, which one's the best, this, that, or the other? You know, Bond movies, Superman, Batman, it's like pizza. I'm not, you know, even bad pizza is good pizza, and I'm going to keep eating it. So, you know, on to the next. I mean, I watched Superman 3 with Richard Pryor, and I saw The Quest for Peace. So that being said, I will see every Superman movie that comes out.
Of course.
I do, you know.
If anything, but just to keep up with what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I may look at things with a slight more critical eye, because they market these things to where they're saying it's epic. It's the next great thing. This is, you know, the next best thing since sliced bread. It's put in your face, and we fall for it. You and I have been talking about it for, you know, a year and a half plus. And
well, that's why it didn't live up to it. I mean, maybe I built it up too much, but
no. In my mind, I stayed away from everything.
I tried to.
I watched a few trailers. Like I said, I didn't read anything but headlines as far as reviews. And it just lacked spirit and soul. That's I can't say that enough.
I would agree. And you know me. I'm a sucker for movies, especially superhero movies.
Did it look good? Yes.
Yeah, it looked
good.
Did
it sound good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was the content there? Not so much. It could have been.
Not all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially when you're riding coattails, everyone's, it's right, you know, it's got the team from The Dark Knight and this and that and other, you know. All right, we get it, okay? Dark Knight. Third one wasn't that great. Let's be real. That one missed the mark. But I don't know. What do you want to add? What do you think?
I don't know. I think I was thinking about it in the movie theater, some other movies that I had seen this summer that I thought I enjoyed better than this one, and Star Trek came to mind, and because I really like Star Trek. I thought Oblivion was a better movie than this. I was thinking that in the theater, just an overall sci-fi experience.
Oblivion, G.I. Joe.
Not G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I enjoy G.I. Joe.
More than this one?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't go there.
Yeah.
I can't go there.
Did you see G.I. Joe?
I did.
Yeah? You did?
Yeah.
Didn't we see G.I. Joe together? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say more than...
But I like the character Superman better than G.I. Joe one.
Which is why, that's a testament.
But that's the trick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the trick.
I mean, that means double if you like the character better but like the G.I. Joe movie more.
The trick. You see the cape, you see the suit, and you believe, because everyone tells you is good or epic, you believe it. But epic, it doesn't transcend for me. I mean,
it's also like we said, it's being used too much.
I give it that 1.5, maybe 2-star review, maybe just based on, you know, like I said, the suit. I love capes. I'm a sucker for capes.
Well, we know this.
I loved his cape, and the soundtrack.
The fighting was great. I thought the fighting was next level. I really did.
Yeah, I mean, they took a lot from Superman 2.
Yeah.
They took a lot, like the trailer and stuff like
that.
Yeah. And yeah, it looked phenomenal.
It did.
But I gotta say, I liked the Avengers fight scenes.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I was thinking that during the movie. I was thinking that during the movie.
It's kind of, you know, I've seen this before in the Avengers.
Yeah.
I mean, what can we do different?
You know? Yeah, yeah, I guess it was a lot of the same, maybe.
You go back, you look at Superman the movie.
Yeah.
Okay? Now I'm not trying to put a fight between 78 and 2013. But if you look at the stuff that he was doing, saves a cat, gets a cat burglar, just simple shit that's humorous, you know. And again, a different time, they could only do so much. But what that does is it adds a human element to it, spirit and soul, that moves the story forward. It gives it depth.
It allows you to connect.
Mm. Yeah, when you see, you know, I don't care. Anytime I see buildings come down, man, I think, you know, everything that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the buildings are coming down, but yet there's people in the train station hanging out, families.
Yeah.
The buildings are coming down.
Yeah.
Believe me, man, people are not going to still be in the street.
Yeah.
You know, if they are, they're trapped and they can't go anywhere. But there were just people, like, you know, bystanders looking up. And I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, they can do better than this. But you got to have it, I guess. Yeah.
It'll continue to move on. It'll continue to have a sequel. We'll see how that one does. What else do we have to look forward to this summer after this one? What else is coming out?
Next thing I want to watch is
World War Z is coming out.
Yeah, I want to see that. But, you know, if I put my stock in anything from Hollywood, maybe the paint on this theater drawing might be better than everything I've seen. So, that being said, we'll see you guys at the movies. Signing out, my man, the real superhero of the night, Bailey Fink in the house.
In the flesh.
Jam Master Jay over here. He's tired. Late night movie for him.
Clark
and Malcolm
Kent.
Riddle saying, domino motherfucker. Bom 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 for dang a dang dang for ding a dong ding boom moon moon boom moon dip 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 boom moon moon boom moon dip 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 boom moon moon boom moon dip 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 bom bom bom.
bomb a bomb a bomb 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 for dang 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 for ding a dong ding doo.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb for dang 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 for ding a dong ding
doo. You knew just what I was there.